Today's readings start in a garden and end in the desert. We have paused the thoughts about gardens. Gardens provide growth and nourishment for our bodies and souls. We have negative thoughts about deserts. Deserts provide impressions of harshness, of dryness, thirst, and death. But as often occurs in Scripture, the opposite becomes true. The first shall be last. The lost will be found. The hungry now will be filled. The crucifixion seemed like folly, while the followers and believers see new life, and so on. The garden becomes a place of evil and defeat. The desert, a place of victory and new life. In the garden with Adam and Eve, we hear about temptation, disobedience, and ultimately shame. In the desert with Jesus, we also hear about temptation, but instead of disobedience, we hear about Jesus' radical obedience to God, to God's will and victory over evil. These readings remind us that in the good and difficult times of our lives, we are faced with choices. Choices that will either bring us closer to God or take us farther away from God. In our first reading, we were reminded that perfection is not required for seeking or being sought by God. In the longer version of the passage that was read this morning, according to the Adam and Eve story in Genesis, immediately after they had disobeyed, God came calling, "Where are you?" So also does God come calling after us to heal when we have gone astray. So in today's reading, we also heard from Paul. Paul was preaching about the God who seeks after us so earnestly that Jesus is sent to take on our human nature and become of one of us. Paul, in other words, told us, through Jesus and by faith in him, we are graced with salvation. The reading from Matthew's gospel today speaks of the temptations of Jesus. This image of Jesus in the desert after 40 days of fasting and praying, but then in his weakness, was tempted by the devil, is very powerful. Jesus confronted that temptation. He was able to say no to the earthly temptations and yes to the things of God. During Lent, we too are invited to reflect on our own deserts, the dry places in our lives, where little or nothing is growing, or where we are confronted with temptations harmful to ourselves, to our neighbors, and to our God. Deserts symbolize trials and difficult ordeals. Life can be difficult and messy. Wherever we turn in our world today, there is suffering, broken relationships, poor health, abuse, war, human trafficking, poverty, homelessness, injustice, greed, corruption, and so on. With all of this evil around us, it is important to keep in mind that we're often attacked by temptation when we are at our lowest and when we are in our most vulnerable condition. In those times, we need to remember that Jesus did not waver. He approached his tempter with the power of God, with God's word and the strength of the Holy Spirit. This is the spiritual strategy that Jesus has left for us, so that in our weak moments, we too can be victorious. Through studying God's word, listening with our hearts, humble prayer, and accepting the power of the Holy Spirit, we too can be strengthened to say no to earthly temptations, just as Jesus did. And we can say yes, just as Jesus did, to the things of God. Quoting from Bishop Vinke's recent Friday e-news, he said, "You might be asking, what is Jesus desiring for me to do this Lent? A suggestion for reflection would be, If you were on your deathbed, when it comes to your relationship with God and others, what are the things you wished you would have done, or the things that you do now that aren't helpful? Lent offers us the opportunity not only for repentance, translated in Greek as metanoia or change of mind, but the opportunity to enhance our relationship with God by practicing Christ-like service to others through expressions of compassion, care, understanding, and forgiveness, just as Jesus showed us. Sometimes in Lent we hear, it is a time to die to our former selves. You know, I like that, former selves, because sometimes they say old selves. Well, yes, it is time to die to our former selves and rise to new life. Over the past couple of months, I've been reflecting more on the theme of dying and rising to new life, but in a little different way than I've implied thus far. As Donna and I move away from Manhattan the first week of March, we will be dying to a place we love because of wonderful friends, former places of employment, Wildcat Land, Via Christi Village, where I have been involved for 20 years, the fantastic priest and deacons, staff and parishioners that we have here at St. Thomas More. Yes, truly, we will miss you all. I have been very blessed to serve as deacon with my brother deacons, who are so great as well. And Donna has been so blessed as a spiritual director in this very vibrant, active, and compassionate parish. What a blessing you all have to be a part of and experience this tremendous parish. As we leave this Manhattan life, we, like you, will go into the desert or the wilderness for 40 days, where we are called to see truly who we are, what is in our hearts. It is a time of dying, a time of rising, a time of dying to our former selves and rising to new life with Jesus. And to help us do that, we use Jesus as a model. We spend time to focus on God's word. We listen in the depths of our souls. We talk with God in prayer and trust in the power of the Spirit. We are invited to place our lives more completely in the hands and the heart of a God who loves us infinitely and who loves us beyond all human imagination. We just can't conjure up what it must be. So with this, in closing, I want to say, may God grace you all with abundant blessings during this Lent and beyond.